And you can basically text somebody using somebody else's phone number. I'm feeling like I'm gonna play a little game with Amber Cubic Zirconia.
Child, Brooke Valentine with her messy self. She, along with homegirl Bridget Kelly, catfished Amber Diamond, making her think she was coming to meet her fiancé, Marcus Black, and it was really her single release party. You know Marcus got a little thing for her, liking all her naked pictures. Oh, Amber showed up with her mama, Shine Love. We gonna get back to that, because Brooke, yeah, she wasn't ready for that. And Booby Gibson, Brooke's BFF, also showed up. He feels some kind of way she didn't tell him about her being engaged to Marcus, and you know he don't dig Marcus.
Do I feel like he can handle you? Do I feel like he deserves you? Hell nah. Terrible.
Even though you got a girl and she got a dude, I think both y'all, as we certain as we show, y'all still don't want each other. But anyway, he has passed setting up so he can meet up with Marcus next week. I'm here for the messy child. Speaking of messy, you know, A1 and Lyrica, they're going to get married again now that she's expecting. Lyrica G and Casey Pam, A1's mama, was getting along cool until sister-in-law Patrice showed up. But then Patrice, honey, after Lyrica G stormed off, borrowed receipts about Lyrica's creeping ways.
How many months is Lyrica?
She's supposed to be 5 months.
Okay, and he said this was 5 months ago that he caught her texting another
I'm just glad the girl took a DNA test. On T.I. and Tiny's Friends and Family Hustle, Tiny felt some kind of way about Tip's half-hearted invite to Trinidad for their anniversary, while Toya had a heart-to-heart with Tip about that video.
My flesh is weak.
True enough.
And that's an everyday struggle, man. You know what I'm saying?
None of us are perfect.
Precisely.
At the same time, we have to learn to move a little different because we have to have respect for our families.
And we also got to see LaToya Luckett explain how she felt during a contraction scare because her husband wasn't there.
And I got a whole husband that I feel should be there to hold my hand when I need him the most.
Sorry about that, baby.
It turned out all good, though.
But the matching every couple war goes to...
Honorable mention to ya.
Pastor Gray was there. He's really dope. I love him.
All y'all scorn black women is the easiest target to market to.
Honey, you don't need no man.
Now, Tiny's telling you she want to meet with Pastor Gray, who's legit, and you act like that after your mess? You better let Jesus fix it. Runner-up, Brooke Valentine.
Mom, I can't believe you out here acting like that.
But what's your mean? You talked all that ish when Shine Love showed up with Amber Diamond to your party from a distance. You not about that life, Brooke. You really not. Then your girl Bridget got popped in the face, which brings me to today, the crown goes to, I'ma split it, Shine Love.
I ain't never seen somebody take their daughter's wig off and hit another grown woman.
Me neither, Rockstar. I was so weak. You snatched off your daughter's wig to smack Bridget. Oh my gosh.
But Bridget, I got bone to pick with you about this.
But he was even coming for you, Mom.
You calling Shine Mom, but y'all ain't far apart in age, if at all. Y'all peers. Don't throw shade like that. Love you, Bridget, but really, that's your Ratchet Recap. Hot 103 Gems.